This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The prototypical hipster is probably best described something like this. Skinny jeans, craft beers, indie rock bands, and luxury cruises. Yeah, all right, so about that last one, not as crazy as you might think. Coachella, the oh-so-hipster music festival, which takes place in the desert out here in California every year, is taking to the seas. The SS Coachella is going to feature live bands, a real lawn for some reason, and a whole lot of hipsters. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
The SS Coachella Music Festival at Sea will feature more than 20 bands and other activities.
I was just talking to one of my friends about possibly going.
27-year-old Brenna Ehrlich is co-author of the book Stuff Hipsters Hate. She says she's impressed with the band lineup.
More established bands that have kind of cred, like Pulp, and bands who are really rising, like Cloud Nothings or LP.
I'm looking at these bands and I've never heard of any of them.
Stuart Chiron is a cruise industry analyst and not a hipster. Still, he thinks it's a great idea. Concert cruises have been a big business for the baby boomer set, Jimmy Buffett, Journey. But now he says acts like Weezer and John Mayer are getting younger audiences on board.
These events, they're very popular, and the ships typically always sell out.
SS Coachella tickets start at $500 and go up to $9,000. Chiron says that's about 50% higher than the price of a typical cruise. Will a Gen Y hipster set have that kind of money and the desire to go on a cruise? Andrea Bart is the co-author of Stuff Hipsters Hate.
The idea of a luxury cruise line doesn't exactly jive with a true hipster self-view of sort of being this starving artist who, you know, shuns creature comforts and works on his paintings in his spare Spartan room and everything.
Still, Bart says 30 and 40-somethings who want to feel hip will have the money to go. And Bart thinks the cruise will sell out in a matter of hours, much like the festival itself. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.